A Stranger Calls. More than 100 years later, such images have been the inspiration for a reversal of perspective and an interrogation of the legacy of empire. Much of the work of Nigerian-British artist Inka Shonibare introduces colonized people and cultures as an improbable and troubling presence in historical tableau depicting scenes of empire. In Diary of a Victorian Dandy, a series of meticulously staged photographs inspired by William Hogarth's Drake's Progress, Shonibare himself plays the role of a black gentleman dandy. He occupies a role of privilege and power that stands in ironic contrast to how people of the colonies were generally viewed by the British overlords. The artist is nearly always presented as the center of each photograph as an object of desire and admiration. While the figures around are characterized by excessive animation, he is pictured as strangely detached from the events around him, as if he were lost in a dream. The images are at once humorous and disturbing, as though two incompatible views of history were made to exist in a bizarre tension. Life's in the Balance. In his most recent installation, Hand of Empire, Shonibare looks at the question of imperial fortunes from a greater and more abstract distance. Two mannequins dressed in clothes designed by Shonibare, which are inspired by African textile colors and patterns, are placed on either side of a seesaw that goes up and down. Each mannequin has a globe instead of a head on his shoulders. The two globes are colored to represent the territories controlled by two opposing imperial power alliances in 1914. On one side are Britain and France, and on the other Germany and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Their bodies, dressed in African fabric, represent the colonial source of their wealth and power. Their rivalries, particularly over the control of Africa, led to the horrible catastrophe of World War I and eventual disintegration of both empires. What makes the work so fascinating is the way Shonibare uses the seesaw to give the conflict a strange and disturbing lightness, as though it were a children's game. Relating this conflict to contemporary political instability in Europe and in the Middle East, Hand of Empire leaves us wondering whether the image is one of possible reconciliation and redemption, or of dangerous arrogance and irresponsibility.